You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." Here ends the reading. Most of the readings in this season of Advent will be taken from the appointed New Testament passages in the three-year cycle mentioned in the introduction. Some few times we'll hear from the Old Testament when there are messages of particular interest or appropriateness to our Advent meditation. This is the first of those devotions, as we hear from Isaiah. Our reading today begins with Isaiah's vision of the Lord God sitting upon a throne. The seraphim call to one another in a hymn of praise, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Check out LBW hymn 165. As Isaiah heard the voice from the throne shake the very foundations of the temple through clouds of incense, he was humbled and afraid, being an impure, unclean human being in the presence of the Almighty, the King, the Lord of hosts. And one of the seraphim touched Isaiah's lips with a burning coal from the incense burner, purifying him to be a worthy prophet, capable of speaking the word of the Lord. And what would Isaiah prophesy? What would the word of the Lord be for the people? Isaiah's task would not be a welcome one, for he was to speak words of judgment on the people for their sin and disobedience, which would be visited upon them by the coming Assyrian invasion. We love to sing the words of the song, "Whom shall I send?" responding wholeheartedly, "Here I am, Lord, send me." We would welcome the chance to bring good news to the poor and the afflicted. Would we welcome as well the opportunity to proclaim the law and judgment of God to the people? Isaiah was called to speak law and gospel to the people in God's good time and at the Lord's instruction. His was not an easy calling, nevertheless. The proclamation of wrath and woe was balanced with hope for restoration. In the very next passage announcing, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel," Isaiah 7:14. We need to hear the Lord God's announcement of judgment and wrath that we can the more powerfully hear the good news of his son, Emmanuel. Let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Send me to speak your words of law and gospel, judgment and grace, that all may come to know your Son, Jesus, God with us. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action. In the pastor's sermon tomorrow, see if you can discern both law and gospel.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.